From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday its first group of planes have left Syria. It's a move that comes a day after President Vladimir Putin announced he was withdrawing most of his forces after a 5.5-month operation. The aircraft left an airbase in Syria's western Latakia province to fly back to Russia. Putin said on Monday that the bulk of his military contingent in Syria would leave now that they have largely fulfilled their tasks there. Angola's UN ambassador, Ismael Gaspar Martin, is holding the rotating presidency of the UN Security Council. He says Russia's move and the launch of peace talks in Geneva on Monday means there is a mood in the council toward a more positive outcome. Bangladesh's central bank governor, Atiur Rahman, resigned Tuesday. His resignation comes after hackers stole $81 million from the country's Foreign Reserve account at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The February 5th cyber heist could have been much worse, but the hackers trying to steal a total of $1 billion, they were thwarted in part because of a typing error and typing the name of the recipients in one of their transactions. Meanwhile, the Fed said there was no sign in its systems were compromised. European and Asian stock markets slid Tuesday after the Bank of Japan decided against more stimulus to support the economy. It comes ahead of a key meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve. Europe's main indices were down between 0.5% and 1% in late morning deals that erased gains won the day earlier on hopes of the central bank action to boost the global economy. Fresh slides for oil prices and share prices of heavyweight miners heap further pressure on the markets. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said Tuesday that there's no chance border shutdowns through the Balkans would be lifted and urged refugees to move to reception centers set up by the state. Unilateral action countries on the Balkan route were not taken by accident, and we believe there's no chance that those who shut down the route will reopen. That's according to Tsipras. The so-called Balkan route has been the main passage into Northern Europe for hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees. Voters in five U.S. states are making their choices Tuesday in presidential primaries as Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton seek to further their leads. Florida is a key state in Tuesday's voting, where the Republican winner will get 99 delegates. Another state to watch is Ohio, where Trump is locked in a close race with State Governor John Kasich. A new World Health Organization study estimates that nearly one quarter of all the annual global deaths, which is 12.6 million, are from unhealthy environmental causes. Lisa Schlein has this report.
The report says environmental risk factors such as air, water, and soil pollution, chemical exposure, climate change, and ultraviolet radiation cause more than 100 diseases and injuries. A decade ago, the biggest killers were infectious diseases such as diarrhea and malaria linked to poor water, sanitation, and waste management. During the past 10 years, death from infectious diseases has declined because an increasing number of people have gained access to safe water and sanitation. The report finds non-communicable diseases linked to unhealthy environments now account for the largest share of global deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Myanmar's parliament has voted to elect Thanh Kyaw as the country's next president. The retired bureaucrat from the National League for Democracy won 360 out of 652 votes cast in a joint meeting of the legislature known as the Union Parliament. Thanh Kyaw is not a member of parliament, but he is a close confidant of NLD leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who was among the first to vote in Tuesday's historic election. New Zealand won the toss and elected to bat against India in the opening match of the World 2020 main draw in Nagpur Tuesday. The Kane Williamson-led Kiwis have left out Tom Southee, Trent Bolt, Henry Nichols, and Mitchell McLagan. Indian skipper MS Dhoni filled in an unchanged side that won the Asia Cup final against Bangladesh as the red-hot favorites began their quest to become the first team to win the World T20 title twice. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.